KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The presidential campaign coming down to the final push across a handful of states on this election eve. Kamala Harris will spend all of today in Pennsylvania. Donald Trump will be there in Michigan and in North Carolina. 30,000 households and businesses without power in Oklahoma following a string of tornadoes near Oklahoma City. Governor Kevin Stitt on tomorrow's voting.
Tuesday for the polling stations, we're prioritizing making sure those are all up. We'll advise the public if there's any issue there with the polling stations and kind of reroute people if we need to, if that comes.
78 million Americans have already cast their ballots. The King and Queen of Spain, as well as the Prime Minister, all pelted with mud when they tried to visit the hard-hit Valencia region. That area of southeast Spain hit with deadly flooding last week. People accused the government of not doing enough. The great Quincy Jones, who produced Michael Jackson's Thriller and hundreds of other hits, has died. He was 91. This is ABC News. Red flag warnings are up in Southern California, triggered by high winds and low humidity. Similar conditions in the Bay Area. PG&E saying it could shut off power to thousands as soon as Election Day to avoid sparking wildfires. Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek revealing he has colorectal cancer. More on the 47-year-old actor from ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Vanderbeek saying he revealed the diagnosis earlier than he wanted because I was informed that a tabloid was going to run with the news. Apologies to all the people in my life who I'd planned on telling myself. It comes amid a disturbing rise in the number of younger Americans diagnosed with colorectal cancer. Rates among people under age 55 have doubled since 1995. Doctors say factors include poor diet, lack of exercise, smoking, heavy alcohol use, obesity, and they say knowing your family history is crucial.
Retailers are stocking up on extra large TV screens for the holidays, demand growing for big TVs measuring more than 8 feet across. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Packers fall to the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was an NFC North battle, and the Packers came up short, losing 24-14 to the Detroit Lions. Jordan Love throwing an interception, returned for a touchdown, a quarterback rating of just 69.7.
You know, it's definitely disappointing. Putting the ball in jeopardy way too many times, and definitely something I have to clean up.
The Lions improved to 7-1. The Vikings in second place after beating the Colts 21-13. The Packers head into the bye in third place at 6-3. Baseball, the Brewers with two players named Gold Glove winners, Sal Frelick and Bryce Turang. The last time two Brewers won in the same season, 1979. Sixto Lascano and Cecil Cooper. NBA, Bucks in Cleveland to face the Cavaliers. Milwaukee now 1-5. Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game.
I know we've gotten out to a horrible start to start the season, but while I was at my game yesterday, I had a home invasion and they took most of my prized possessions.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 67 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with rain and thunderstorms, and the rain could be heavy, a half inch to three quarters of an inch or more likely. Our low 59. Tomorrow, cloudy with more rain and a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will look back at the weekend's news and also preview the election coming up on Tuesday, a special edition. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
a new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Matt Nair on air.
Darren Van Rooten, president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden wasn't really concerned about hearing from the farmers after he got done being unhappy with you about an ad you made months ago.
Our members didn't get to tell their stories, and in the end, if you don't agree with each other, at least the conversation can happen. That really didn't happen.
One would think being in Congress would require a slightly thicker skin.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
He is a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy, one of Wisconsin's own. Dobie Maxwell joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwalbe, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish.
Experience.
Oh, you got to update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, do you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
On 92.7 FM, WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay.
All right.
Good morning.
You know, somewhere along the way, you should get that cut again where that woman is screaming. Warn us about people like
yes.
you.
92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Weather today, cloudy this morning, 60 degrees. Highs in the mid-60s this afternoon. Maybe a couple of sprinkles along the way. And... right now, again, still 60 degrees.
All right.
Okay. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow night, Tuesday, November 5th, make sure you tune in to Civic Media's Election Night special coverage beginning at 6 p.m. As the results roll in, Civic Media reporters and hosts will bring you the information you need to know. The Civic Media Election Night special, again, with insight and analysis you won't find anywhere else. Join our team of hosts, reporters, and guests tomorrow night beginning at 6 p.m. and all through election night.
Look out, CNN.
Look out.
We have our own TV studio.
Yes, we do. It's downstairs, a couple of floors below us. It's really actually pretty cool.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
And what if we opened it up to a live studio audience?
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
Hey, that'd be fantastic.
Let's just do that tomorrow morning. Get the keys, open it up, let all the people in. Come on.
Sounds like a recipe for disaster.
Oh, well.
You know what I'd like?
What?
An AI audience.
Just an empty room and then a bunch of people laughing.
Right, exactly. AI created people in the studio.
That would be fun. Yeah.
All right. It is the Saturday Night Live cold open.
Yes.
And this was just an unbelievable show.
It was great.
But we got to break this up into three parts, okay? I'm going to play the guy who does... it's funny. I don't know his name. The guy who does Trump.
It's right tip of my tongue. James Austin something.
But anyway, that guy does a better Trump than Trump himself. Trump is starting to lose all of those characteristics in his voice. Yes. So anyway, let's listen to cut 28, Trump babbling, basically.
Meanwhile, Trump is in Reading, Pennsylvania, where he has been already talking for 4.5 hours.
Well, we're almost at election day. The fraud has already begun. They've only caught it from people on my side so far, but that's okay, because I got the big vest on, right? Look good, right? You like it? You might have seen me wearing it in garbage truck. And I look like one of those airport guys who's doing the lightsabers. What's that guy doing? United this way. We'll be looking into that very strongly. We're going to find out what those are called. We'll look at that. But they're telling lies about me, okay? I never said I wanted Liz Cheney to be shot in the face, okay? Just said I wanted her to go hunting with her dad, all right? Just a little bing, bong, bing, bing, bing. And they say I hate women, but I love women. I love women so much. And I want to protect women, okay, whether they like it or not. That's right, when you're famous, they let you protect them. Grab them right by the protection, remember that? Maybe not. Where the hell am I? This place reeks. I don't want to be here with you people, come on. I'm out of gas, I'm running on fumes here, folks. You can see it, right? The cracks are showing. I'm exhausted, I'm babbling, I'm doing crazy things with the microphone. Get me out of here, make it stop. The last time I hated a mic this much, I tried to have him killed. Bitch! Who cares? You don't care.
Wow.
Nobody cares. Anyway, speaking of who cares, I'm going to turn this over to J.D. Vance. J.D., everybody, get him up here.
Hello, hello. Normal gay guys
right. Okay, so now the second part here. I've got the three parts.
Just let me mention James Austin Johnson. That's the guy who plays Trump. Okay.
So for me, Jim Gaffigan's Tim Walz and Dana Carvey's Joe Biden are just, you can't get any better than this. So let's listen to this segment of it now. This is Cut 29.
The other day, I had a cheesesteak egg roll. What happens when different cultures? It's so beautiful. Come together, it's special.
No, wow, Tim, you see beauty in so many fried things.
All right, I gotta get out of here. AOC and I are gonna play Fortnite on Twitch.
For the campaign, see you later. Now, let me just send a quick text.
Oh, who are you texting?
Every single person in America.
Those actually come from you?
Yeah. They all start with, hey, it's Kamala.
Knock, knock.
Joe Biden, thank you for coming here to support me.
Of course. My train was stopping here. So I'm being serious right now.
Thank you so much for all you've done for my campaign.
I can still do more and get out there and I can say more things.
Thank you so much for all you've done for my campaign.
All right, I get it. Come on, let's get real. I'm proud of you. You got nothing to worry about. Come on.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. You know what? I saw a bunch of reporters and cameras out there. I'm going to go ref.
Bless Joe Biden.
All right, that's fantastic stuff. It is. I can't. When Dana Carvey does that thing, it is so perfectly Joe Biden.
It's good.
It really is.
It's all good right. stuff.
Now here's Maya Rudolph's Harris.
Yeah, here we go.
And this is the golden moment. I mean, she looks into this mirror, you know, just to kind of reflect on, you know, who she could use as an inspiration. So right. let's check it out. Cut 30.
This is it. The last campaign stop in Pennsylvania. Gosh, I wish I could talk to someone who's been in my shoes, you know? A black South Asian woman running for president, preferably from the Bay Area.
You and me both, sister.
You, Kamala.
It is nice to see you, Kamala, and I'm just here to remind you, you got this. Because you can do something your opponent cannot do. You can open doors.
I see what you did there, like to a garbage truck, right?
I don't really laugh like that, do I?
Bit. Now, Kamala, take my Pamela. The American people want to stop the chaos
and end the dramala
with a cool new stepmamala. Kick back in our pajamalas and watch a rom Kamala.
Like Legally Blondela.
And start decorating for Christmas. Fa la 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 la. Because what do we always say? Keep Kamala and carry on a lot. We know each other. together so well, we even finish each other's belief in the promise of America. Exactly. Now, come on. Let's bring it in. I got to tell myself something over here. Come here. I'm going to vote for us. Great. Any chance you are registered in Pennsylvania? Nope, I am not. Well, it was worth a shot. And live from New York, it's Sonny!
All right, there it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty electric.
That was just fantastic. Yeah. And you know how the FCC, Republican designee, says that's illegal, but you're trying to get around the rules. Is it illegal or are they trying to get around the rules? God, oh, God. Trump appointed him, obviously. Little confused. And that's why we're calling, by the way, this morning, the Janala and Gordala in the Mornala. All right?
Rolls off the tongue.
It does.
Beautiful.
I think I got it this time.
I think
you know?
You did. Yeah.
All right. Now, while we're on the subject of Kamala Harris, I thought this was the best way to respond to Gen Zers ever. Now, you know, Sam is going to be the judge of this. Okay. He will give us a thumbs up or down on this. But this is Cut 24, and this is just a great way to talk to them. Let's listen.
Every day I see the promise of America in all the young leaders who are voting for the first time. Generation. I just love you guys. And let me tell you why. One of the reasons is you all are rightly impatient for change. Rightly.
Yeah.
You, who have only known the climate crisis, are leading the charge to protect our planet and our future. You, who grew up with active shooter drills, are fighting to keep our schools safe. You who now know fewer rights than your mothers and grandmothers, are standing up for freedom. And what I know about you is these issues are not theoretical. This is not political for you. Mm-hmm. This is your lived experience. And I see you. And I see your power. I see your power, and I am so proud of you. Can we hear it for our first-time voters?
Boy, that's great stuff.
Yes.
It really is.
Yeah, she's really connecting there.
Really?
And I think it's going to make a difference.
Yeah. I mean, everything about this campaign, for me, is so well-run, mm-hmm. so perfectly planned. I mean, the ads are in quick response to exactly what's going on in that moment.
Right.
I just haven't seen a campaign this smooth, and she is so up to the task, which is another big surprise. You know, she just took over.
Yeah.
My friend in Milwaukee just can't get over how illegal it was for her to be designated the candidate. You know, again, you know, it's up to the party to decide how they do it.
Right.
And I guess no one objected at the convention.
No.
I could be wrong.
No.
But anyway, you know, he doesn't like that. And he doesn't like her because she never worked at McDonald's. Certainly a prerequisite to be president.
I guess so.
All right.
Hey, coming up right around the corner, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot, find out about our weather for today and for Election Day tomorrow across Wisconsin on the John and Gordy in the Morning Show, 92.7 WMDX. Yeah.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election.
This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I want to ask you a few questions before I get where I'm going. How would it feel if you woke up every day and you knew your bills were going to be paid on time? What would it be like if you were saving money and you knew that money was automatically going to the right savings accounts? Or that you knew how much money you had left over every month to spend on the things you like to spend on? Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, there is a free tool that you and anyone can use to help those things happen over time. It is called a budget. I know, your budget doesn't help you make more money, but it 100% does help you make more of your money. There are a ton of resources online to help you, including my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. The first few sessions are the hardest when you get going, but I promise it gets easier when you stick with it. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX. The Johnala Gordala in the Mornala.
And this portion of the Johnala and Gordala in the Mornala show is brought to you by Verlalo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlalo mattress. Available on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlalo.com. Normally, we would be talking to Brittany Merlot at this point, but she is really busy this morning handling news and weather. So we will just update the weather ourselves here. Yeah. It's 60 degrees currently, mid-60s this afternoon. We had a little rain earlier. We might get a sprinkle or a shower along the way. And again, mid-60s today. It's pretty much the same story for tomorrow for Election Day across Wisconsin. Clouds and scattered rain showers. So really no weather problems to deal with.
Right.
Or turnout is still
Packers had a few weather problems last.
Oh, the Packers.
Oh, afternoon. I just couldn't believe how bad the score was. I mean, they played so horribly. Yeah. I know it was raining really hard, but, you know, so what, right?
Well, yeah.
And Brittany's probably snowed in someplace. She did say
she was going
3 feet of snow.
Yeah.
So who knows, right?
Yeah. Packers didn't do well. The Badgers did not do well either.
Yeah.
But, oh, well. Okay.
I mean, I found this interesting changed. Well, okay. This you remember the line kind of that Trump had given about, you know, grabbing women, right? Okay. So
yes.
Somebody decided to change the wording a little bit.
The Access Hollywood tape.
Right. So they wanted to change the word just a little bit in order to make it sound like, hey, this is the time to vote, okay? And this is it. I'm going to read it. And if you don't remember it, that's fine, because I'm not going to read the original. Okay. It says here, I moved on him like a bitch. I just started voting. I don't even wait. Just vote. And when you're registered, they let you do it.
That's good.
Yeah, it is pretty darn good. All right. You know, here we never play enough of Tim Walz. Now, this is Tim Walz on the abortion ban, okay? And I want to just, you know, he is so good out there in the stump that it's a shame that we don't play more of Walz. But let's play this. This is cut 21.
Okay. Now, 20 states have the Trump abortion ban. Last night, Donald Trump said that if you're a woman, he'll be your protector. And he also said this. Imagine that this was a moment of self-reflection for him. But here's the scary part, people, because there's no excuse for not hearing this, because he said it. He said, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. That's how this guy's lived his life. That's why he was on the Access Hollywood tape, and that's why he ended up in court, because that's what he thinks about it. Women turned away now because of what he's doing from emergency rooms to get basic care, having miscarriages in parking lots, survivors of rape and incest being forced to carry their attacker's child. Those are the types of things. Fertility clinics have even turned couples away. I said this is personally on this. This idea that there would be no autonomy for you to make decisions about your body, now you can't even decide if you want to have a family. For Gwen and I, we went through fertility treatment for years. If you've been through this, it's hellish to try and do it. You know somebody who has. The idea, we finally able to have that beautiful little girl. How in God's name are we willing to let some politician tell? I'll be damned if I'll let them tell anybody in this country if they can have a child. Kamala's made it clear. We will pass a bill to protect reproductive freedom, and she'll sign it into law. Folks, it's this simple. We trust women. We trust women to make their own decisions. We trust them to go to their doctors. We trust them to make these types of decisions. So across the country, I have to say, this feeling of women right now in this, every age and every party, here's what's going to happen on Tuesday. They are going to send a loud and clear message to Donald Trump on November 5th. They're going to send that message whether he likes it or not.
That's right.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Mm. You know, because everybody's been out there and they have either voted already or right. They're going to be voting very, very soon. I hope everybody has a chance to get out there and vote, and I hope everybody is able to get, registered. Especially the students here in the Madison area. I just hope that's worked out for them. But there are irregularities going on all across the country, small irregularities, and a lot of the irregularities in voting, the fraud part of it, is being caused by MAGA voters. All right? And this is the thing that kind of drives me crazy is when they talk about fraud, when it comes to the people who are actually committing it, they never mention it on the air. Let's go to something from Ron Johnson. Seems that megas are the ones trying to cheat. And if they get caught, the talking points about cheating suddenly turn generic, right? Mm. So let's listen to this. This is Ron Johnson on Cavuto.
Are you looking for 222?
It says 22, isn't it?
Yeah, it says 22.
I don't have a 20. Oh, Cavuto. Okay.
Yep.
Cheat. I think they do cheat, which is why we keep saying we need such an overwhelming landslide where really the result is too big to rig.
I'm just thinking of those remarks. Of course, the Democrats challenge what you say, sir. And you know, Donald Trump talking about some mysterious shenanigans going on in Pennsylvania. Well, the Republicans are the ones laying the groundwork for an election whose results they will not accept if they lose.
Well, again, I want to accept the results. I want it. No, a fair, don't. Legitimate election. I don't want any legitimate vote canceled out by a fraudulent vote. But we know that election fraud occurs in every election. It's just a matter, you know, how large of a fraud is it?
Yeah. How large is it?
Okay. Senator, we'll watch very closely. Thank you very much.
See? Just, oh, well, it must be, you know, really large.
No. It's just isolated a lot of little states, incidents.
A lot of states are like ours. You know, yeah. It's not one big unit. We have separate places all throughout the state.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right. Hey, coming up, we will be going into... What do we have coming up here, John?
That's a good question.
You tell me, and we'll both know. It's 7:29.
Well, we've got a quote from Mike Johnson. He wants to get rid of the CHIPS Act.
Ah, okay.
And RFK is going to take charge of HHS, so we'll talk about those things.
It's coming up on John or Gordy in the Morning.
John Gordy Show. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio. Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Wisconsin agriculture leans a lot on international business these days. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. And thanks in part to the Wisconsin Ag Export Council, they've found success. How much? Details on that next.
Now's the time to get right with Pivot Bio Nitrogen. The right source, at the right rate, at the right time, in the right place. Sounds good, right? And now is the right time to act. With zero payments, zero interest, and zero worry. Until December 1st, 2025, on the best source of nitrogen. Get right with Pivot Bio. For more information, visit PivotsProvenIt.com. That's PivotsProvenIt.com.
Chad Vincent is the current chair of the Wisconsin Ag Exports Council. He's also the CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. He said because Wisconsin offers many unique agricultural products, they've been able to move into certain places in the international marketplace that once were shut off.
Wisconsin makes more over half the country's specialty cheese, so we're used to making different, unique, value-added products. And because of that, we're able to really go in, meet with the customers, what do you really need, and create products for them. I mean, Ken Hyman at Nathanville makes a product for the Chinese market that's very unique. And the good news is they can't just stop buying it from Ken and buy it from somebody else somewhere else tomorrow. The ability to really understand what the market needs and to create it with the help of the infrastructure we have here and the 200 plants and the 200 different cheese companies, we're in a good position.
Chad Vincent, CEO of Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, also the current chair of the Wisconsin Ag Export Council, which began in 2021. Since that time, Wisconsin has been able to climb the ranks as far as international markets by two spots, now ranking 11th in the United States for agricultural exports.
Actor portrayal.
When I first looked into life insurance, I worried about the hassle. Then I found Better Life. Their simplified issue whole life coverage plans mean no medical exam. I found a plan that fit my budget, and now my final expenses are covered. Plus, I get Better Life member benefits at no extra cost. That's definitely better.
Better Life Insurance, where better means belonging. Call 888-488-4136. Insurance issued by Better Life Insurance Company. Terms and conditions apply. Member benefits are subject to change. Contact a licensed agent for details.
And with the election now less than 24 hours away, Wisconsin farm organizations, commodity groups, and associations are reminding farmers to make sure that you slow down and let your vote count. If you're still looking for answers as to where you're going to vote or what's on ballots near you, you can jump online and just go to myvote.wi.gov. You'll see independent information available there on all of those items. myvote.wi.gov. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 67 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with rain and thunderstorms, and the rain could be heavy, a half inch to three quarters of an inch or more likely. Our low 59. Tomorrow, cloudy with more rain and a high of 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as Vice President, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Derek Mosley from the Lubar Center at Marquette University will be here to break down the latest polls, and we will wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
I'm 92.7 WMDX. And this is Austin Powers, isn't it?
Yes. It is.
Quincy Jones.
But before Austin Powers came along.
That's right. He used Quincy Jones's tune here. It's
well,
so
he produced this, yes. And he died over the weekend, and he was 91 years old.
Wow.
Yes. He produced a lot of great things, including a lot of stuff with Michael Jackson, Frank Sinatra. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. He did all, you know, We Are the World. What are we looking at here, John?
Is that one of our electric garbage trucks now?
Oh, one of the new ones? Trash Gordon, maybe? Or what
doesn't
the other
say.
One?
I thought the name would be etched along the
Does it have, like, lightning
side.
Bolts on the side? That
no.
you can tell it's electric?
It does yeah, not. Well,
I did see one of the electric ones a couple weeks ago.
It looks pretty new.
It does.
Yeah.
It looks electric.
Yeah, look at that thing behind the cab there.
Yes.
I can't read it from here, but it
I
does
can't
look
either.
Kind of electric.
Yeah, it does look electric. Oh,
I don't
way-
think that's it. I think the electric ones are blue, and they've got they've got lightning painted on the side. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm,
very cool.
One thing, though, is the double buses.
Yes, the BRT buses.
Yep.
Yeah.
They have vote.
Oh.
Right? Vote written on a
vote today.
On the screen.
On
the, vote
yeah,
today.
On the digital on the, signs on the top
on the
of the bus.
The digital sign at the top.
Yeah, it says vote today.
Instead of just the destination,
that's
you know, vote
cool.
today. That's fantastic stuff.
Yeah. Good
wow.
deal.
All right. I got something from Don Lemon. He used to be at CNN.
Don Lemon?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's been out there, you know, and he has his own podcast, I would assume, because he's doing an awful lot of work out there. But he's talking to people in the street. And this was a great conversation, I thought anyway, with a Gen Zer. And he just kept asking him the questions and the Gen Zer didn't run, just kept answering back. So let's check this out. This is cut 269.
If you could vote in America, who would you vote for?
Donald Trump.
You would. Tell me why.
I just think that this is the last opportunity for Republicans to win this election. Like, because Kamala's letting so many immigrants in. And immigrants who she'll give the vote to vote Democrat.
Yeah. She's not letting immigrants in. She's not the president.
Well, yeah. Well, she's in control of the border.
No, she's not in control of the border.
Yes, she is.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. That's her role as vice president.
No, that's not her role. That's what you've been hearing. That's not her role. Her role was to fix the countries around the border so that it would be an incentive for people not to come in. But she's not in charge of the border.
Well, even if
that's the Congress and the Senate.
Even if she isn't. If she becomes president, let's say she becomes president, it will be her role to control the border.
Yeah. And she said that she wants to control the border, and she wanted a very conservative. Hey, she wanted a very conservative bipartisan bill that was thwarted by Trump and the Republicans. She wants to enact that to help the border and to get more resources to stop people from coming over and more border agents.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, it's kind of the opposite of what you're saying.
But it's not what we've been hearing.
Where are you listening?
Twitter. X.
I mean, okay. Do you know what X is happening with X now?
You tell me.
No, you tell me.
Well, it's free speech. Free speech nation.
Well, you know, free speech has nothing to do with social media.
Well, why not?
Because free speech for the U.S., which you don't have that in England, free speech for us is about the government not enacting laws that restricts our speech. It has nothing to do with a private platform. That has nothing to do with free speech. That's the same as going on that platform is the same as someone coming into your home, and you can tell them how to conduct themselves in your home. And if they don't do that, you can say, hey, leave. And you'd be perfectly within your rights to do that. It has nothing, absolutely zero to do with free speech.
I just think X is a good thing because it's allowing people to know with no barriers to voice their opinions, and
that may be true in some sense, but don't you think having facts, like you don't even understand about the border, like you don't have the facts about it, and that's what you're learning on that platform as well.
Yeah, but those facts can be proven wrong.
Facts but are if they're not, if facts
they're,
are facts.
If they're not facts, like if they're opinions,
but I'm giving you a fact. It's not an opinion. That's the difference between an opinion and a fact.
Where are you getting your sources from?
I get it from everyone. I get it from the New York Times. I get it from the Washington Post. I get it from the Wall Street Journal. I get it from CNN. I get it from Fox. I get it from MSNBC. I get it from CBS. I get it from ABC. I get it from Axios. I get it from Politico. I get it from even some right-wing folks from podcasts that I listen to, a bunch of right-wing podcasts. I even appear on those podcasts, and I talk to those people. So I get it from a number of different sources. So I do have my opinions, but I also know what facts are, and facts are facts. It's not opinion.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I mean, who are you voting for?
I'm voting for democracy, and I'm voting for democracy not because they're a Democrat or a woman or African-American or a Republican or a man. I'm voting because I believe in democracy, and I believe that Kamala Harris will keep our democracy. So on the other side of her administration, we will have an intact democracy.
That's fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I hope he convinced him.
Don Lemon, yeah.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
It is.
Yeah. People just like to dig themselves into holes like this.
Yeah, yeah. That's fun. Well, somebody who dug himself into a hole is Mike Johnson. Just recently said he wants to repeal the CHIPS and Science Act, and he said it right in front of a candidate running in the state where the CHIPS and Science Act is being executed by job creation and business opportunities.
Well, why would he do that?
Well, he's an idiot. And you can hear it plainly in this next cut. This is Mike Johnson sticking the foot in the mouth.
The former president has said that he doesn't support the CHIPS and Science Act. You voted against it. If you have a Republican majority in Congress and Trump in the White House, will you guys try to repeal that law?
I expect that we probably will, but we haven't developed that part of the agenda yet. We got to get over the election.
And then for the congressman, would you vote to repeal or keep the CHIPS Act if that vote came?
No, obviously the CHIPS Act is hugely impactful here, and my job is to keep lobbying on my side. That's why I've crossed the aisle and supported many things that against leadership.
Oops.
But that's our partnership. That's how we're going to get through this.
How does that message get to President Trump, who's called the CHIPS Act bad, when it's really vital for Central New York's future?
I would say that President Trump's comments, are in part why a lot of things that got added to the CHIPS Act, which was a lot of Green New Deal type programs.
What we were opposed to in that bill was that it had too much crammed into it, and you had the Green New Deal stuff to Brandon's point. When you take the Green New Deal out of the equation, you will save trillions of dollars in the long run.
Really?
For the U.S. economy, and you will allow the free market to thrive again.
Well, yes, the free market, he's constantly beating up on this free market idea.
How long is the long run to him? Yeah. Like, are we talking 50 years down the line, which is what the Green New Deal whole policy is meant to help us save money on? Or is he talking like 5 years, however long it takes to get him reelected?
Well, that's way too deep a question.
Yeah.
But, it's just a funny thing. I thought, well, what part of the Green New Deal is in the CHIPS and Science Act? You know, I thought, well, I got to look this up. And I did.
Okay.
And this is kind of, seems like Mike Johnson's lying a little bit here.
What?
The CHIPS and Science Act recognizes the need to address growing energy consumption of semiconductors.
Okay.
So it's part of the CHIPS and Science Act, semiconductors, and making it more economical, energy-wise.
Right.
The Department of Energy is developing a plan to reduce the energy use of microelectronic chips, circuits, architecture, and software by 1,000 times in the next 20 years.
Ooh.
So that's really saving a lot of energy. That's the part of the deal, the CHIPS and Science Act, that they want to get rid of the Green New Deal on.
Mm.
Wow. Not a good idea.
No.
So, when you dig a little bit deeper, things come out. Become clear.
Yes. Hey, what about this this RFK thing?
Yeah, yeah. RFK.
Trump wants to put him in charge of everything, science and medical and anything and everything.
All the craziest people that are out there right now that we're hearing from, the MAGA, right?
Yeah.
They're crazy, and he wants to put every one of them in charge of a department. Now, this has got to kind of freak some of the conservatives out there who are voting right now. You'd think that maybe they'd want a more stable economy, so things just aren't tossed up in the air. Now, one of the things I'm planning, by the way, if Trump gets in, I'm pulling an investment out.
Oh, really?
I'm not going to risk it. Yeah. The economy, I think, is just going to crash into this guy, obviously. Well, I think it's definitely going to happen. The economists say so. But RFK is going to be in charge of HHS, Health and Human Services. And he is...
He's going to stop vaccinations?
He's going to stop vaccinations.
He's going to really turn things around.
I ended up on a Twitter site that had all these clips of JFK making all of these... making all of these promises. And he's coming up with all the reasons why he doesn't think vaccines are safe at all.
Right.
And here's a cut right now. Let's play this.
It's the product of a pharmaceutical-driven biosecurity agenda that will enslave the entire human race. And plunge us into a dystopian nightmare. It's the product of a pharmaceutical-driven biosecurity agenda.
That's it.
That will enslave the entire human race.
I just love that. Just enslave us all. And boy, we are enslaved, aren't we?
We can rest easy, though, because if another pandemic comes along, RFK Jr., he'll be in charge.
You're absolutely
and
right.
And we can trust him.
Yeah.
To make all the judgments that need to be made.
Yes. We can all rest easy on that.
Oh, boy.
So anyway.
Lord.
He is also having said Wi-Fi causes cancer and leaky brain. That's something he said.
What is leaky brain?
I don't know. Maybe it's something created by the worms.
Yeah, I was just saying, maybe it's what he got after the worm died up there.
He told that to Joe Rogan last month. Oh. Antidepressants are to blame for school shootings. And he also says chemicals in the water supply could turn children transgender. He told right-wing Canadian psychologist and podcaster Jordan Peterson by, here's a pseudo-intellectual right there, echoing a false assertion made by serial fabulist Alex Jones.
Yeah, I was going to say Alex Jones's famous line, the chemicals in the water, they're turning the frogs gay.
Yep, yep. And AIDS may not be caused by HIV.
What?
He had suggested a number of times. So he has his own theories. This is the kind of stuff, and by the way, a guy like this is now in charge of Health and Human Services in Florida.
Oh.
And, you know, they're not recommending, you know, COVID vaccines to young men.
Man.
So it's just going to get worse if we have something like this put in place, and it's just a complete nightmare to even think that something like this can happen in the United States. But boy, is it. Now, something here I thought was bizarrely interesting. You know, Scott Walker every once in a while chimes in with his opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because no one likes him anymore. He doesn't get that message, though. That's why he's talking to the kids. They don't know too much about him. So anyway, this is an actual comment. Well, this is what he wrote on Twitter. Okay. Or Twix. He wrote this. And by the way, he wrote this after. This is the original tweet from Harris. I will be president for all Americans. And he took objection to this by tweeting, that's what we're afraid of. We can't afford 4 years of this crap. He's afraid that she's going to be the president of all Americans. So you got to think that's maybe... The plan here is to become president of only certain people.
Yeah. That's Trump's plan.
Yeah, kind of scary, right?
Right.
And one more, and I think we have time. Do we have time for, no, 1 minute? Do we have 1 minute? Nah, let's not get into that. Okay.
What?
All right, I just wanted to play something just to show how mentally deranged.
This is all your plot just to keep people listening to the next break, right?
Yeah, that's the teaser.
That's
right
the
there.
Idea. Okay. Well, good enough.
All right. So this is the Johnala, Gordala, in the Mornala edition of the show.
It is. Okay. And we want to remind you that this portion of, try it again, of the Johnala and Gordala show is brought to you by Verlola Mattress of Madison. Sleep better. No, it's Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Available on Madison's East and West Sides or online at Verlo.com. Coming up, we've got leftovers, this, that, and the other odds and ends. John and Gordy in the Morning continues on 92.7 WMDX.
A new choice.
Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hear full election coverage of this campaign Tuesday night on 92.7 WMDX. Join us as we cover everything from the pre-poll closing to post-poll closing, analysis and results, all night long until the final results are in. Coverage is being brought to you by Chad's Design Build, sustainable renovations and construction since 1992, online at chadsdesignbuild.com. Be here Tuesday night starting at 6.
The Todd Alba Show.
Either Donald Trump or Kamala Harris is going to win this race. Don't be the person saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote or I voted for someone else. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You always have to consistently, till the day you die, stand up and fight for those rights. You got to stand up for yourself. You got to stand up for your neighbors and your friends and even folks that you don't maybe agree with politically, that they also have the very same right. And anybody trying to stop that is going absolutely against what this country is supposed to be all about. I think more people need to stand up and say, you cannot stop me from voting.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Terrific, if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
All right. We're going to certainly try to enjoy it. WMDX. But, you know, sometimes you get old, crusty, tofty, chew. But we're gonna do our best. And by the way, we want to thank Zach out in Sun Prairie for sending us a little cut explaining tariffs to MAGA.
Well, let's listen to it.
Should we?
Okay.
Well, all right. Let's check it out.
I'm voting for the man that's going to take America back, baby, Donald J. Trump, man.
What's one of your biggest issues?
Probably going to be inflation, because I sell T-shirts and all that stuff.
Your T-shirts are made in the USA?
No, my blanks, no. See, that's the thing Trump's talking about. If we tax them, hit tariffs, the same item they're making over there will cost the same to make over here.
We pay the tariffs.
Well, the companies pay the tariffs, not us.
China doesn't pay the tariffs. We do when they come in. What did Jesus do for
you? No, it doesn't work like that.
Like if I'm buying 1,000 shirts from China and there's a tariff on it, I'm paying the tariff.
Well, no, whoever's getting it imported in is going to pay the tariffs.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the business owner. I'm paying the tariff. China doesn't pay it. I pay for it. Well, like, if I'm the business order and I buy 1,000 shirts.
I see what you're saying.
China's not. Jolly. So I'm trying to explain.
So who pays the tariff?
They're paying the tariff.
Do you think that? Do you believe that?
I was trying to say, because I sell merch as well.
I sell you something for $10, right? You're going to sell it to him for $20.
Exactly.
But then I make you pay me $15 for it. Are you still going to sell it to him for $20?
Am I going to sell it to him for $20?
If I raise the price $5.
Oh, it's going to have to go up.
Right.
Then the consumer foots the bill.
Okay.
The moment of realization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 I bet people have tried to make that same argument with Trump, and Trump just doesn't get it. And this is my other theory, is that because people are so afraid of Trump that they won't try to explain it to him. Or, you know, at least maybe try a number of times. They may have brought it up, but then they realize they're not getting anywhere and they don't want to be shot somewhere.
Yeah. Or fired or.
Yeah. So, you know, they just kind of give up. Because Trump doesn't seem to understand that if a company pays 20% more, they're going to raise the price up by 20%. It is so simple. This is so easy. But we're going to elect this dumb guy to be our president.
Yeah.
He doesn't get any of the policy ideas. He doesn't know policy, and that's why Project 2025 is so important. He can say he doesn't know anything about it. That's probably true.
Right.
But he's going to depend on it in order to at least pass some of his agenda or almost all of the agenda. We can't have something like this happen. This is insanity. All right, let's get to another cut here. I just thought this, we were talking about RFK Jr. Being in charge of HHS. And let's play this cut here. This is a little bit longer. It's a Daily Show. All right, let's go.
For more on what RFK could do in a Trump presidency, let's go live to CDC headquarters with Jordan Klepper. Jordan. Why is the media paying attention to Joe Biden's gaffes when RFK running the CDC sounds like a much bigger deal?
Good question, Ronnie. It's because focusing on institutions like the CDC is what we in the media call boring. No one wants to hear the overly complex details about how RFK is going to unvaccinate people by clamping down on their arms and sucking out their injections like it's a snake bite.
Wait, would that even work?
Look, you're getting lost in the weeds, Ronnie. The real scoop is that this morning, Joe Biden said he hopes Kamala becomes president of the United States. President? Are you kidding me? What is going on here? Well, I promise to get to the bottom of it in my new primetime special, All the President's Men.
Wait, Jordan, sorry. Could we go back to what was that thing you said about RFK undoing my vaccinations?
I don't know. I zoned out. It was something about summoning the power of the U.S. military to go door to door and yada, 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 yada. I don't know.
Wait, military? What, you mean RFK will have access to, like, tanks and shit?
No, I didn't ask too many follow-ups because there's so much Joe Biden news coming out. Like this afternoon, Biden said we need to respect the will of the voters. The voters? What? This guy is all in for the 1%.
Okay. Jordan, I mean, it's obvious that he meant the voters.
Ooh, controversy. Now we're really getting into it. We'll find out more in my two-part special, Vote or Die. Will democracy sink or swim?
Okay. Jordan, no one cares about these gaffes or your dumb specials, okay? How about the issues that are going to affect day-to-day life? RFK Jr. could be in charge of, like, school lunches.
True. Although I wouldn't worry too much about that. RFK told me that instead of school lunch, kids will forage for bear meat in Central Park.
Okay, that sounds incredibly unhealthy.
Yeah, if you find a bad bear, sure.
Did he talk about how he was going to implement this?
I don't know. It's not my job to ask.
It is. You're the media is literally the one thing you're supposed to do. Okay, stop getting distracted by all this meaningless Biden Focus on informing the people on the issues that matter.
Wow. Hard truths, Ronnie. Hard truths. Yeah. You know, you're right. I need to focus more on truly informing the public. And I'll do so in my new three-part miniseries. A complex look at RFK's history of intervention within the medical system, undermining public trust in our institutions while paving the way for the current national anti-science movement.
Wow. Okay. I'll watch that.
That sounds a little boring.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yep, forget it. Check out my 12-part retrospective on that one time Biden mispronounced SCOTUS as scrotum. Balls in your court, an American story.
All right.
God bless the media. Jordan Klepper, everybody.
All right, there you go.
Daily Show.
A lot of jokes about
stuff.
RFK Jr.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if they actually became the administration?
Oh,
help
man.
Us
oh,
all.
No. That'll do it for today.
It will.
Don't forget to join us tomorrow for the John and Gordy Election Day special. Stephanie Miller is coming up next right here on 92.7 WMDX. Have a great day, John.
I will. Are you going to have a good day?
I think so. Yeah.
Really?
Well, I'm going to get ready for everything tomorrow. Let
the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I'm live from our Madison studio, where I welcome King of the Hill and Futurama TV writer Mike Rowe and musician Eric Gelland from Mascot Theory joins me in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
At Furlow Mattress, Black Friday's going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Furlow mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.